Most of us think we're pretty good at managing our money, even if we spend way too much time worrying about it. But that seems contradictory. If your finances are being well managed, what's to worry about? Maybe some of us have a sinking feeling we could be doing a lot better, and we're the folks Alan Aquina wants to help. He has written the super-duper simple book on money, a book he says can help just about everybody. He wasn't born into money. As a kid, he saw some tough times growing up on Oahu, but those only fueled his drive to help others to financial literacy. He's with us in Sierra 7 this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone.
You know, money is something that stumps a lot of people. And basically what you're saying, probably above everything else, is it's simple.
It is. Money matters is a lot easier and simpler than most people think. The big banks, the big financial institutions try to make it seem complex, so we have to lean on them for support to make it. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way if we understand the money game.
But those who sort of control the money game aren't all that interested in having us understand it. That's kind of what you're saying, huh?
I think so. I think that's why we don't see much financial education in our public school systems or in school in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the more in the dark you are, the less you'll be on your own, and the more you'll need them to help you.
And that's how they perpetuate themselves, right?
It's in their best interest.
Sure. But not necessarily in your best interest or mine, right?
No. I mean, you look at the way that loans are set up. I mean, take, for example, a mortgage.
Yeah.
A mortgage typically is 30 years.
Yeah.
And we make this payment every month. That's the first payment that we make because we need that roof over our head.
Right.
But when you look at the cost of the mortgage, the true cost of the mortgage, for that house, we probably paid three times more than what we bought it for. And the majority of that cost went into interest.
But most people will say, I bought a house for $250,000.
That's what they think. In their mind, they're thinking, yeah, this is a $250,000 house. It's really a $600,000 to $700,000 house at the end of the day.
And yet, these are educated people saying this. These are people who are highly accomplished and educated in all kinds of other areas. And yet, that understanding persists, right?
I think it's just with about everybody. Everybody's like that, from the high school graduate to those that have a master's or even a doctorate degree. They're focused in on what they do, and we sort of put money issues on the back burner, hoping it'll fix itself or work itself out, and it never does.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say it would, but no, it doesn't.
It does not. No easy button to push.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes. But what are some of the principles that you can hang on to that'll move you toward understanding?
So in my book, the Super Duper Simple Book on Money, I've taken the last 10 years of my experience with my company, 101 Financial, helping middle-class families in this state mm-hmm. to get financially organized, get out of debt, and to get on with the better things in life. I've compiled that into this really simple book. I've cut out all the fluff and got it into a book that you can read in less than an hour, and it contains the five money principles that I believe everyone should know.
Well, it also urges us to get over our denial about certain things. And I'm thinking specifically now about credit card debt. And you mentioned mortgages as another one. But both are instances where we've talked ourselves out of what we should be understanding. Is that right?
Well, with regards to credit cards and even car loans, these lenders want to make it easy for us. It's about the payment. It's not about the actual amount that you borrowed. It's about the payment. Is the payment comfortable? Can you make it every month?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why the minimum payment is so low, because, hey, that's easy to pay. I feel like I can do that. And once we get comfortable, they sort of just keep us alive so we can keep paying that bill over and over.
Well, the standard transaction with a car salesman is, okay, Alan, what would it take to put you in this car? I know you want to drive away in this car. What would you be comfortable with giving me every month?
That's right.
For the rest of your life.
That's right. It's not the price of the car. It's not the sticker price. It's hey, Chris, what would be a comfortable monthly payment for you?
Yeah.
Let's work it out.
And if Chris says, look, how much does the thing cost? All right. How much money do you want? They try to sort of duck that, right? That's not.
They go as long as they can. And then if you're very insistent, then they'll come to negotiate that. But it's all about negotiating the cost of the monthly payment.
Because you're sitting there and you're looking at a gleaming new car and you're thinking, $250, I can do that next month. Mm-hmm. And I could be driving away in this thing.
Yep. No money down. Very, very appealing.
And so what's not to like?
Yeah. $200-$300 a month. But then when you look at the end of the day, how much did I pay for that car? Then in most cases, it was not a good deal for you.
If you get a 0% on a $25,000 car and you want to pay it in 5 years, what are you really going to pay for that car? 40?
Yeah, so when you get the special financing deals,
right,
they're going to make it on the price of the car.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to make it on financing, they're going to make it on the sale of the car, the sticker price. But if you do the financing, that's typically where the majority of their money comes from, is financing a product.
And that's also true of home mortgages, right?
Same thing. I teach people all the time, look up the word mortgage. Find out what it means.
I love that, the actual definition. Yeah,
yeah, I went to dictionary.com to find out what mortgage is. And mortgage, for those of you that don't know what it is a two-part word. First part is mort. Mort means dead.
Death, yeah.
Yeah, like mortuary.
Yeah.
Okay. And then gauge is a pledge. Put it two together, we have a death pledge.
So financial officers and car salesmen don't like to say, would you like to sign a death pledge for this car?
Absolutely
this
not.
It just doesn't play the same way, does it?
No, it doesn't sound good.
Give me a quick, we're running out of time, and I want to hit on some of these principles. Just give me, sort of allude to them briefly, would you, Alan?
Okay, the first principle is money in. It's our income. You got to understand it. There's three major sources of income. There's income from your paycheck. You can get income from a business, and then income from your investments, whether it's paper assets or real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's money out. It's our expenses. Learn how to keep that under control.
Mm-hmm.
Third principle. Money that we owe, our big, bad debt.
Stuff we try not to think about.
That's right. Stuff we push back.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth principle is money that we grow, or our investments. And once you have your cash flow in line, then you can start focusing on money you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to forget, probably the most important to me is the money that we share. It's being able to give back in different ways, whether it's contributing to our church or public entities that need our help. It's all about giving back.
So it is possible to get yourself in, get all these financial issues in line if you really, really think about
it. It is more possible than anyone thinks that it is.
That's a very encouraging message. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Alan.
You're welcome.
Alan Aquina is the author of the super duper simple book on money, The 5 Money Principles Everyone Needs to Know. You can learn more about him and his book from the Hawaii Conversation link on our Hawaii Public Radio website.